This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome and welcome back to another episode of the For the Healthy House podcast,
where we talk about conscious living, self-awareness, and everything in between.
I'm your host, Ree.
Sunset Tim.
Thank you so much for joining us and allowing us to be a part of your journey.
Smooth.
So how are you today, Mr. Sunset?
I'm good. I believe so. My injury is less painful. I still ain't got my mobility back, but at least I don't got to deal with the pain that I was going through at first.
Right.
I'm calm. I'm well collected. I'm working for the things that I can see, but not pressed to have those exact things, because ultimately we never know what the universe has in store for us.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing in my life has ever came how I said it would.
Same.
So I'm going hard for what I see I can have, but then again, I'm open to whatever the universe is going to throw in.
Yeah, leaving room for the unknown.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing amazing. I just did a breath exercise that you literally just told me about, and mm-hmm. I'm on cloud, is it 9 or 10?
It's cloud 9. I
feel like I'm on 10.
You're too high.
I'm feeling really good. It's been a really busy morning, and I'm trying to be more in the moment. I feel like a lot of time I practice or rehearse my conversations. I rehearse experiences that I think I'm going to have. It's just so detrimental. And I'm just really trying to be more in the moment. Like, even for the podcast, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to say this, X, Y, Z. But it don't ever really, like you said before, even when it comes to that, it don't ever happen how I thought it was going to happen. So it's just, you might as well just be in the moment.
Facts.
But overall, I'm happy to be here doing the podcast. It brings me in the moment. Like, just having conversations, being in conversation with you, it just brings me, you know, to the present moment. So happy to be here.
That's awesome. And how y'all feeling from the cubes?
How's everybody doing? Take a deep breath. Deep inhale through the nose and exhale through your mouth. Check in with yourself, with you. Before we get into the episode, we do have two announcements for the community. First announcement is that we will have new merch drop on February 2nd.
Yes.
I feel like we never say it verbally on the podcast, but we want to let y'all know, new Healthy Whole merch on February 2nd.
Yeah, support gang.
Support gang. And we'll link it in the description box if you want to support. The second announcement is, I know y'all may or may not have heard me mention a Bali retreat where I am the guest of honor with Black Girl Magic. More details will be live on that soon, and we'll have a list and we'll have a link to the wait list in the description box. That way you have like priority booking. But yes, I'm so excited. That's finally happening. More details are rolling out. Yeah, so we can finally meet up, be in communion together in real life.
PSAs out the way, ladies and gentlemen. What are we rapping about today?
Today, we are talking about our attention and just really going into detail about how what we focus on expands. Because we say that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we've ever went into detail on how, why, and what that really means to us. What you focus on expands. So, with all that being said, what does what you focus on expand mean to you? Like, when you hear that, what comes to mind?
Whenever I get a little piece of game out to somebody, or whenever I hear what you focus on expands, it's almost like zeroing in on something, and then again, every layer of what it possibly could be. So okay. What you focus on expands. If you focus on the negative in your life, you will ultimately expand and find more areas of negative in your life mm-hmm. to now build up this belief, this yeah. newfound focus, this new attention that we are giving our everything to right now. You'll find more layers of negativity. And the same, it works in the same way. You know, you can find way more layers of positivity going on in your life when you focus on the things that are going well in your life. Mm-hmm. Focus on what you can't handle and things of that nature. When you focus in on something, all the possibilities of it, like, rush you. You know what I mean? Like a waterfall just coming down on you.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be soothing, clear water, or it can be scorching hot flames. It's all about what you want to put your eyes on, what you want to put your mind on, your soul on, your body on, and what you want to focus in on.
Agreed.
So, same question to you, love.
When I think about what you focus on expands, I think about the fact that our brains are wired to find the familiar, mm-hmm. to find comfort. And if you have wired your brain to constantly focus on negative things, you're going to continue to find those negative things. And same thing, like you said, when it comes to positivity, if you find the light and the positive in every situation, you'll see more of that. And it's just, when I usually give this advice, you know, that's not usually something I tell myself, because I always try to think in the positive, mm-hmm. in a positive abundance mindset. Mm-hmm. But I find myself giving that advice to like my mom often, and just other people. Like, it really goes back to perception is everything.
Yeah.
How you perceive life or whatever circumstances or experience come to you, what you focus on is always like at the forefront of that. Whenever I focus on something bad in my life or something not going the way that I want it to go, I find myself going like in a downward spiral. Like, I keep finding another thing and another thing and another thing and another thing, and it's like literally never ending. Yeah, that's just a real life testament mm-hmm. of what you focus on expands. It multiplies, magnifies.
Yeah, we find ourselves often either doing one or two things, either uplifting our frequency or dwelling in the bottom lower versions of ourselves.
Yeah.
And both of them expand pretty quickly. What's going downhill will continue to go downhill until you pick it up.
Exactly.
You know, if you don't focus on picking that thing up, it'll just keep going. Numbers, funny thing about numbers, they're infinite.
Yeah.
So you can keep going to negative. You can stop at negative five, or you can go on to negative 5 million.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or you can raise your frequency so high you keep breaking the charts every time you look over at yourself. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
It's often a trap. Some traps are good. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But it just depends on how you handle everything. Dwelling is a big thing when it comes to focus. I think too many people dwell on things so often that's like the submission that you put yourself in when you're in negative thoughts. Just a tight little area, like you can't move, you have no power because you're being weighed down by all this negativity you're pulling in because you're dwelling on this subject. You won't let it go. You just keep finding new layers.
Mm.
You know what I mean? To this, we adding injury to injury to injury from the insult. We just keep badgering ourselves about it. Dwelling is a extreme negative that I think too many people go to.
I agree. You said something that made a light bulb click on for me. You said let go.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge problem, because I feel like I'm somebody who came from a scarcity mindset, like hereditary. Well, how do you say it?
It's inherited.
Inherited. I was going to say hereditary, but it was inherited.
I think that's the same thing.
It's the same thing, but it's grammatically, it wouldn't have made sense.
It makes sense.
But yeah, it's like I feel like there was inherited in me even to this day. Like,
yeah,
it could be the smallest thing. Oh, lock your doors, or be careful, like with anything like that. And I feel like what you think, your thoughts attract certain things into your life. Like, I'm big on that. Yeah, you know. Yeah. It's certain things I won't say, but I think so many of us find ourselves like that being inherited within us. And we may feel like it's hard to get out of that mindset.
Yeah.
But just like that scarcity mindset or focusing on the negative, or being fearful was embedded into us for years, you literally have to take the time to reverse it and speak positivity, adopt an abundance mindset. Like, that shit take time.
Yeah, absolutely. It ain't gonna be done overnight.
Nah. With this process of being mindful that what you focus on is always expanding, it's always magnifying, there's a process to this, right?
Yeah, I feel like it's a process for sure.
Yeah. How exactly does this process work? Like, what do you think?
Well, the process has been with us since we were born.
Mm-hmm.
It's been working ever since the day you arrived on this earth till now. It's been working unconsciously, though.
Yeah.
You go through this process without you knowing. But when you want to actually bring change into your life, then you have to make it a conscious effort,
right,
to focus on this system then. Because
mm-hmm.
you want to build yourself in a certain way. You don't want your environment to no longer impact you. You don't want the people around you to impact you anymore, or the situations. You want to take control. So it's like a four-step system in my head. You first have to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you believe, you focus on. And then what you believe and focus on, you start to live in a sort of delusional space where these things are true and only these things are true.
Yeah, and that's whether they're working in your favor or not.
Yeah, yeah. Whether it's good or bad for you, yeah. You believe in these things that mm-hmm. strong. And then you apply actions to actually make your delusion
yes.
real life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This has been a process you've been going through your entire life. We could take it a step further. As you are a child, you experience things. You experience stuff, you perceive that, then you believe that, then you focus on that, then you live in that mindset,
right.
And you make actions to live in that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
It's been happening to you your entire life, but now we have to take it from unconscious to a conscious step.
Yeah, that's literally manifestation. Literally
manifestation. This is literally how it happens.
Yeah.
This is how you, whether you want to come to grips with it or not, you have manifested this life you are in right yeah. now at this point.
Facts. Because when you experience life, you always have a choice.
Yes.
There is always a choice. And I don't think we realize that we actually have a choice. Because sometimes, you know, it don't, even like I'm guilty. I feel like when things be happening in my life, sometimes I feel like I don't have no choice but mm-hmm. to be negative. But to, like, you know, but you always have a choice. And it's important to realize, like, oh, shit, if you breathing, although this is happening to me and I may not see it right now, but I have a choice.
You do. It all ties in. None of those steps are happening without the other ones.
Yeah.
You believe in everything that's happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell your life story and believe that it's going great or it's going bad. It's all about how you perceive what you're going into. Delusion is such a huge part in what you believe in life.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, a lot of times we're working on things. If you are moving in a positive manner, you're working on things that you can't control the ultimate result of.
True.
A lot of times that's what it's going for. If you're chasing a dream, you're manifesting something, but you can't hold the result in your own hand. You can mm-hmm. apply as much as you want, but ultimately manifestation, the universe will ultimately take place and decide what will happen for you.
Yeah.
So delusions work in a... they work in both ways, like both ends. They can be very good or they can be very bad. For me, there are certain areas in my life that I am absolutely delusional about in a lot of ways. Like, for one, like my artistic skills, like making my music, I definitely believe what I should be, what I'm quote unquote worth and whatever is delusional to where you might see when you look at my numbers or whatever you might look at.
Yeah.
But this is a positive realm I need to live in to get to the next step.
Right.
If I don't live in this positive realm and I just become what you say I am today, ultimately I can't touch the next level of me or the version of me that I most admire.
I agree with that. And I think we're all delusional. We are all delusional.
For sure.
And either the delusion is working for us or it's not.
Yeah.
Because we all have a narrative mm-hmm. of our lives. Like what we think people perceive us as, what we think is going to happen. Like, you know what I'm saying? Our future, we all have a narrative. I seen a video literally the other day. I showed you. I think I showed you today.
Yes.
He was just like, it's all skits. It's all a skit.
It all is.
Yeah, I have certain delusions as well. I think ultimately, I believe that everything I want will happen for me. Like, that is like, whenever I be saying I want certain things or I see certain things myself, I literally reach for the stars.
Yes, you do.
Like, I mean, crazy. If we talking analytics, if we talking about tangible abundance or even spiritual abundance, mm-hmm. like, I reach for the absolute stars and I see that for myself regardless of what it looks like now. And I think mm-hmm. that's the thing with human beings. We have a hard time believing what we can't see. Mm-hmm. What's not in front of us in this very moment. But I also have delusions that don't really work in my favor. I think, like, I did a video this week for my YouTube channel, and when I was recording that video, I thought I bummed it. I thought I did it. And a lot of times on the podcast too, I was like, yeah, I don't know if I did that great. But then when I went and listened to it, I was like, wow, this is really good. So somewhere there's a delusion or a narrative or a skit that I have replaying over and over that I need to really just reevaluate and find a better way. But there's somewhere where I don't think I'm good enough. Somewhere, mm-hmm. a small part of me where it's just like, I don't think I'm good enough. I don't think others think I'm good enough.
We all go through that.
Yeah, for sure.
And like you said, that first step is believing.
Yeah.
So if you believe in it, ultimately, you will make it come true.
Yes.
No matter what. So that first step in the four-step process, believing.
Mm-hmm.
You must focus on what you believe in and take note of what you believe in.
Yeah.
Because you might say your beliefs are whatever. You might say, my belief is Christianity. My belief is not. You might think those are your actual beliefs. Your actual belief is just in God. These right. are the channels you chose to narrate that belief.
Yeah.
Your natural belief is in God. You have to ask yourself what your beliefs are. When you tell yourself, I want to be a journalist, the first sentence after, I'm going to be a journalist, is one of your beliefs. If the next sentence is, but you don't even write that well.
Yeah.
That's a belief you have in yourself. It came so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Came so quick. Or it could be, I want to be a journalist because I be writing my ass off.
And you know what? I think a lot of our beliefs be unconscious. I think we don't really realize what we believe.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. We don't. It's so unconscious. And like you said, you have to consciously,
yes.
you know, really think about what it is you believe about yourself and about your life, about the world, about mm-hmm. relationships, really just about everything. Because I know it's some other steps you mentioned, because when you are unconscious about what it is that you believe, then you will unconsciously take actions.
Yes.
And build a life that you actually don't want.
Yes, you're piecing together things from places that don't really match up.
It don't really make sense.
But like I said, you got to notice what you believe. And what you believe happens, what you believe unconsciously happens so fast.
It does.
You don't even know where it came from.
Agreed.
But you have to take mental note of what actually you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
So the things you want, if you just want to take a little practice, the things you want, just say them to yourself. And what naturally comes next is a belief for you.
Yeah, where did you learn it? That's actually really smart.
I learned it from when I tell myself, like, in my delusion world, you know, everything be going good in your delusional world. When I say delusional world, y'all, I hope you don't get lost in the word delusion. Because when I heard it as a kid, it was always negative. Like, it motherfucker delusional as hell. It was always negative. It was never thought about in a positive manner. But delusion is literally just everybody's lie. We all in our own world.
Mm-hmm.
Doing our own thing. So your life is actually your delusion of the real world.
Yeah, we're all in our small world. Shout out to the book I'm reading right now.
Oh my God. He is a great author too.
He is.
But yeah, our delusion is just our personal lives. So I don't want you to get lost in that word. I know that word is a negative. It has a negative stigma
but
to it sometimes.
But you know what though? These days it don't. Especially in the spiritual realm. Like
it's getting a better rep.
Yeah, like on TikTok and stuff. It began to be like this. You have to be delusional to get what you want.
Start living in the way you want to. Make decisions like the person that you admire yourself to be.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, what you believe in shapes so much. Because once you believe in it, then you focus on it. That's step two. Once you believe in that thing, you start to focus on that thing. So you said you were a bad writer. It's going to bring up every time you ever wrote a bad piece.
Yeah.
Something you just didn't like, or that time you embarrassed yourself, or whatever it is, it will find it.
And you'll find every reason why you shouldn't be a writer.
Yes. Like, focus is the next step. After you find out what you believe in, then focus in on something.
Yeah.
In a positive manner.
Mm-hmm. I think in the world that we live in today, there are so many distractions. Like, literally, it's literally almost impossible for human beings to be bored, because there's always something for us that we could pull out our phone.
Yeah.
We could watch a movie. There really isn't a lot of time to just sit and do nothing, like, or just be bored. Because honestly, boredom is where a lot of amazing things come from.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there isn't any space for boredom, you know what I mean? And because we live in a society where if we bored, we can get on our phone.
Yeah.
We can fulfill our boredom. We can, you know, fulfill the dopamine cravings that we're having. There's always something there. And I think that brings about a level of instant gratification. And being able to get things instantly creates the illusion that you don't have enough, because when things do take a while, which very few things that are worth having, they don't come instantly. Mm-hmm. When you think about anything, especially like artistry, like your album takes months to create.
Yes.
And I guess, I don't know if anything like buildings and books, like all these things, those things take a really long time. And so when you live in a society where everything gets to you easy, like DoorDash, like literally everything comes so easy and so instant, it creates this lack mindset when things don't come easy.
I think sometimes we forget that we live in such a thought-provoking time.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when you hear the word thought-provoking, it's usually a good thing. Like, it's a thought-provoking film.
Yeah.
But it thought-provoking just means someone else gave you a thought. I know it's used as a compliment, but it just means someone else gave you a thought. It made your mind get to thinking.
It made you think, yes.
That's all thought-provoking.
But that doesn't mean that someone put that thought in your head. That means it made you think.
They provoked you to thought.
Think,
to
yeah.
Think. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You hear what I'm saying? So, like you said, when we step outside our house, it's hard for a human, I know in America, to make a 3-mile trip without being sold something.
Mm.
Billboard to your right. 2-for-1 McChicken or some shit.
Like, yeah.
I don't know what it is. You got a billboard over here that says such and such flower shop or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go in America, you can be sold.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, agree.
You ain't got to go too far to see somebody selling something.
Yes.
Our phones.
Yes.
Another person is provoking your thoughts right out
mm-hmm.
of you, giving them to you. We've never lived in a time period like this before.
No, we haven't.
That our internal ideas can be brought right back to us in an instant.
Agreed.
Because that's what, you know, Pinterest is. Your internal visions brought right back to you. You go on Pinterest, you're dreaming about, man, I wonder what it's like to live in New York in an apartment. In 1971, you'd had to work your ass off and get to New York and actually see one.
Listen,
to know it.
Don't come for Pinterest.
I'm just saying, whoever, like, in that time period, I think people manifested and got things done more because you couldn't see these things without doing these things.
That's true.
You dig what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Nowadays, all I gotta do is go on YouTube and I can see exactly what are they like, living alone diaries in New York.
Yeah.
Well, I can see exactly what I'm envisioning. So ultimately, and when I go do that, they put an ad there. They put an ad here. The person is talking about something. I'm getting so far away from my natural thoughts of what I want to cook up in my own world. Someone else is giving me every little piece of motivation to think.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a track where your mind has your ideas of what you want life to be. And then you have a track where everything around you is producing thoughts for you.
You know what this reminds me of? Uh-huh. One of our first clips we ever made for our podcast, like to promote a podcast on social media, I was like, the media tells you what to think about. And I was like, I don't know what they're trying to get you to think about, but I don't know what they're trying to distract you from. But now I know the answer. For real, for real. The media, like the ads and the media, and they're trying to distract us from ourselves.
Yeah. Natural
they
thoughts.
They want us to have to depend on them. They want us to be insecure because they literally make money. Our attention is literally our currency. They feed off of our insecurities. They need us to want things.
Yes.
These big business and corporations, they need us to need them. They need us to buy things so we can fill voids. Our attention is literally our currency, and it's important that you are mindful of what you're giving your attention to.
Yes.
At the end of the day.
Got to.
At the end of the day. And when you were talking about like just the time that we lived in, bruh, I just feel like it is so hard for us to focus on things.
Yeah.
Like, I seen somewhere where it was just saying it's hard for people to read. Like, sit down and read. Do anything that takes patience. Anything long form. Because short form is pushed. Short form content, anything quick, easy, instant gratification is pushed. And I think when you sit down and you take the time off of these apps, off of, you know, propaganda and being sucked in and really just allowing the media and these corporations to feed off of your insecurities, that's literally a revolutionary act.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Like I said, the time period we live in, they're attacking our eyes and our mind.
Yes.
That's the attack point.
We're literally getting so dumb. I'm sorry. Sometimes I feel so dumb. I feel so dumb. Like when I've spent, well, first of all, let's be clear. I've never spent hours on an app. I don't. I can't. Like, it's just like, whew, like. You don't know what that creates in your mind.
Yeah, because they kicking the thoughts in. Bruh, they're steady kicking them. And
it just be so much going on up here.
You get to scrolling and you scroll past so many things. And then you do the scrolling at 4 p.m. When you lay down at 10 p.m., you ain't got no phone there, but you think about something that you actually just scroll right past, but now for some reason it's registering in your mind what you saw.
Exactly. But think about the people who do have, I know we don't be having our phones.
Yeah,
but a lot. I think most of society goes to sleep with phone in hand. They fall asleep. Yeah,
your phone is it within reach?
Yes.
You know what I mean? But like I said, our focus is under attack in this time period.
Yes,
that
it's scary.
It's not like when, like I said, 1970. That's always a period of time I always think about when I try to shape what I want to do with my life.
Yeah,
because I almost love that their time period. The only thing that they could attack them with was like, well, I mean, 1976. I don't know when the television came out or whatever.
Yeah, me neither.
But they can only be attacked by their ears, what they heard.
Radio, yeah.
Radio and things of that nature. Outside of that, they had to talk to each other. They had to be on like, in the room and speak with each other.
Uh-huh.
In our time period, we literally can't turn away. We got computers in our pockets, and it's the same thing that can land you your dream job. That app is right next to Instagram.
Yes.
That app is, you know what I mean? The app for, if you're in college, you might have an app, you know, that pulls up homework assignments or whatever it might be.
It was Blackboard whenever I was in college. I don't know if it's still a thing.
You got Blackboard sitting right next to TikTok.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We finna get on Blackboard and get a head start, but you know what I mean? I'm just going to check TikTok out for a little minute. You know what I'm saying? We so under attack that we have to narrow in on what we focus on.
Yeah.
What
so we believe many, in. Agree. So many things are calling for our attention. And you just have to be mindful and conscious on what you give your attention to. When I say, yo, I heard this hellas ago. When I say your attention is literally your currency. Mm-hmm. It blew my mind. When I heard that, it's true.
Yeah, facts. Our attention builds so much currency. They make so much money off us.
Yeah.
Just like showing up. You know what I mean? YouTube is a free platform for us to watch.
For us to watch, yeah.
But as soon as you get on that video, they make money off of it. That ad clicks in. Yeah. They make so much money off us being distracted. And don't get me wrong, these platforms do help.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, your YouTube channel helps. Plenty of things on there help. But even helpful things are inappropriate if it's taking you away from your focus.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yes, from your reality.
Research on wellness can destroy your wellness as well. Because I see so many people go through that process of, how do I do this? They looking for so many things to actually get into a wellness period in their life.
Yeah.
That is starting to become a distraction and a job all into its own now.
Agreed.
Every week you're looking up a new
wellness product. Let me tell you, mama. It ain't even the. I ain't gonna get into it all the way because that ain't what we talking about today. But baby, it ain't a. Wellness is not a product.
No, it's not.
It's not.
You are the product of wellness.
Exactly. And going back to like when we were talking about these apps being free. If an app is free, I think it was a documentary. If an app is free, you are the worker. You the product, I think. I can't remember what it was.
The product of the worker, one of the
yes.
two.
Yes. Yeah. Literally.
Gotta be something like that. So again, let's guard our focus.
Yeah.
Let's listen to our beliefs. And then let's create a life, an image of ourselves that reflects the person that we want to be, the you that you admire the most. Let's create a life, even if it's only a small part of what he got going on. Because a lot of times the version of us we admire the most, we ain't got everything he got.
Nah, and it's going to take a while. It's
going to take a while. But if we got 10% of what that man got, let's just focus on that 10 until it expands to 15.
Exactly.
To 20. Until we 100% are the person that we admire.
Definitely. Don't get caught up in instant gratification, especially when it comes to us seeing other people's lives too.
Yeah.
That's another tricky part of the world we live in today. We don't know. It's all a facade.
Yeah.
It's not real. Instagram is not real. Mm-hmm. You're only seeing a proportion of these people's lives. And so that triggers an instant gratification. Like, oh, this, you know, they got this quick.
Yeah.
Anything worth having is going to take time. That person you want to be, that's going to be a lifelong journey. Because once you've checked all the boxes or whatever that person looks like, you're going to continue to evolve. And it's an ever-growing process. Nothing in life worth having, and I'm going to say it one more time, it's never, ever instant. Do not fall into that trap.
No. You may have instantly saw them when you scrolled up, but they didn't just land, you know, in a nice condo. They didn't just land in a nice car. Most people don't just land in these things.
No.
And, you know.
That's why I really appreciate people online, though, who do.
Show up in their authentic selves.
Show up authentically until they kind of get really vulnerable. That's the word. Get really vulnerable and we know more about them. That's why I appreciate long-form content as well. And I feel like I actually didn't see this conversation going where it went, what we just spoke about, which is amazing, which is beautiful.
Yeah.
But in hindsight, it makes sense. We can't have that conversation without discussing the state of the world today, the techno world we're in.
Yeah, because it just takes so much of us. We have to get back to an old school type of manifestation to where you don't know what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. And you have to be okay with not knowing.
Yes, you don't know. You want to be a big time journalist in New York, do not fucking Google somebody else or YouTube someone else's life. You keep working until you're the one giving the narrative of what it's like to be a journalist in NYC.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it ain't even your, it won't be exactly the same.
So there's no need to look at it. They may get a job and work at the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
And that's awesome for them. You might have to go there and start your own.
Exactly.
Magazine, but you don't know that because you're so focused on getting her life.
Exactly. And when we do that, we're blocking our blessings.
Yes.
And that's something that I've been telling myself lately too, is that I'm very guilty of like seeing something for myself, because it's like, you know how I am. I'm delusional, and when I want something for myself, when I see it, and you
gotta
can't tell me nothing.
But
my problem is that I don't leave room for the unknown. I'm usually not as open. I want it exactly how I seen it. And you literally are blocking your blessings, because a lot of times, obviously, things don't ever work out how we want it to work. But everything in my life worked out even better than I could have ever imagined.
Thanks.
Literally, I never even thought we'd have a podcast.
Never.
I never thought we'd have a podcast.
Yeah.
That it would even do good.
Let alone have one, but one that
does well.
It's crazy. Like you said, leaving that room for the universe to do something for you and listening to the universe. Don't think that everything that happens to your life is such a negative thing. Like, the universe got to add flavor somehow to you. If she just gave you everything you wanted, you wouldn't have no flavor. You'd be so bland, bro.
Exactly.
You'd be, I don't know, you just be so, I don't know, you just wouldn't have no flavor to you at all if the universe just gave you everything you wanted. I definitely, when I look back on my life and I see other areas, it was like, this is what the universe was on. I could never, back when I was like working, I used to always work hard, do whatever they asked. I could never land like a great job.
Yeah.
I could never. The universe didn't want me working for nobody else.
Yeah, same.
And I just kept beating the fucking horse until I got it to, you know, go where I wanted to go. And the universe whole time was just like, bro, I keep sending you home. Why the fuck do you keep showing back?
Exactly.
I keep sending you home. I keep clocking you out of these places. You keep fucking going back, bro.
Exactly.
So just trust in the universe. Find out what you believe in.
And
take note of that.
Agreed.
Focus in on changing that. Create the life. Create the image of the life you want. Then go out there and get it. Manifest your shit.
And just flow.
Yeah, flow.
Honestly,
too.
Just flow, because going back to what I said really quickly, when we don't flow and trust in the universe, we're literally going against the natural flow of what's for us.
Yeah.
Like, that's just what you mentioned, like, you know, some things in your life that you kept, you wanted so bad. You thought this was for you, but the universe had other plans that you just didn't see. The human eye is so funny. Like, we had a conversation about that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The human eye can only see so much.
Yes.
But what is for us, we have no idea. So you might as well just flow. Like, what else do you have to lose?
Nothing. You ain't got nothing else to lose. And if you was going to lose it, you were going to lose it anyway.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, let it go. Let it go. Let the universe flow. And with that being said, we don't want to overload y'all with too much.
Yeah.
So just remember, man, believe. Notice what you believe in. Change your beliefs if you need to. Focus. Let's really focus in on what you want to do, how you want to be, and the person you admire. Go create the image of that person. Walk in that person's image and then do the actions. Manifest the life we want.
Exactly.
You are deserving.
Exactly. And with believing, give yourself space to have your own beliefs. Make sure we aren't falling victim to all the distractions that we have in this world. Time to slow down a little bit.
Yes.
But with that being said, thank you guys so much for spending time with us today, allowing us into your space. We love you guys so, so, so much. We're sending you so much peace, so much love and abundance and everything you need in this moment. Talk to you next time. Bye.
Peace.